Talking construction this week, and a huge part of it is the Jackson Commercial Contractors. Thus, we have flown in Ryan Smithson from the Commercial Contractors, and of course, full-time at Kristoff & Sons.
Yes.
Floor covering.
Thank you for having me, Greg.
Floor covering and more. Anytime.
The airport landing was great.
So, tell us a little bit about your group, Ryan.
Commercial Contractors Association was founded over 10 years ago. Actually, maybe closer to 20 now. Really, it was out of a need to bring more local work done by local contractors. There were a lot of projects that were being awarded outside of the community. And so it really became an advocacy group to try to bring more local work to local contractors in the community. And it's been a success. Relationships have been built with many community organizations, school districts, banks, hospital, etc. So it's been a great opportunity and a great organization to really be a part of.
Successful when you guys can all put your heads together and you're not, you're not pulling teeth, I guess.
Correct. And as this community has grown, which over the last, I would say, 5 years, you know, the flywheel's been turning, so to speak, within the downtown region, within the county. School districts are investing in their infrastructure and buildings, and just so much investment going on within this community that it's been a great time to be in the contracting industry.
Yeah, big projects downtown that... some of them have been completed. Some are wrapping up right now.
Yeah, many, many projects that have happened. Obviously, Francis Street Lofts, the new Con Apartments, the 200 project, the new Comerica Bank location downtown. A lot of small businesses being built out. You have restaurants, Veritas, the Metropolitan Ice Cream Shop. I mean, there's just so many to name. The incubator down at Lean Rocket Lab has been huge from an incubation perspective in business. And so we're going to start seeing that grow even further. So the development downtown is going to be fantastic. Jackson School of the Arts project will be getting underway shortly. The Y project is going to be an exciting project for downtown that's going to really transform that corridor. So we're excited about what happens within the downtown region and within the community. Obviously, 94 is going to be a headache for a long time, but the front door to Jackson as you're driving through this international trade corridor is going to be amazing once it's done.
Yeah, so many projects. I was just going through Jackson Street and Louis Glick. It's just amazing that the four corners there, how that has changed in the last year.
Yeah.
That was nothing.
Mm-hmm. It really was. Michigan Avenue downtown proper was your big bustling area, and then everything kind of branched out from there. And now that corner has been a popular corner, even from Louis Glick to really Washington Street now with Albert Kahn Apartments. That whole section has really been built out, and it's really an awesome sight to see when you drive through downtown.
Yeah, you got the 200 Fuller. Nick Fuller did a great job with that building and Comerica, so you've got really a whole new section there.
And it sounds like more development to come with the Hayes Hotel project, which has been in the works for several years. Potential parking garage, it sounds like. So there's just going to be a lot of new and further development that's going to really enhance the downtown region.
So what makes your group kind of tick?
So what makes our group tick is we have a lot of business owners that are really passionate about the community. A year ago, when COVID hit, Tom Rooney, who's our membership chair, reached out to a lot of our members and said, how can we help frontline workers? Provided meals to others. Our group is very giving. lot of our members give to a lot of community organizations. You look at the work that the Benjamin have done within the community. Some of those guys are members of our organization. But you really look at some of the giving back. That's really what investing in a local company allows for, is for that give back to the community to help support each other through times of need. And that's really been really what this organization has done. But more importantly than that, if you have a project that somebody's looking to develop, you have other people in the room that can help you get that off the ground, whether it be an architect, whether it be a banker, whether it be an insurance agent, such and so forth. There's just so many different opportunities to collaborate, to create a great environment to get a project from start to finish.
Yeah, are you seeing people that are doing these big projects that they want to keep this work local? Do you see that happen? Or?
They do. One of the things that we've encouraged, and even the county has a local preference policy within, you know, if bids come within 5%, they typically will award it to a local contractor. And so we've encouraged local communities and local businesses to take a look at that, just because of the investment in the tax base, especially if it's a public project. That's one of the things we've tried to encourage over the years as well. So it's a great opportunity to bring the investment back to the tax base, and for people that are working within the community to be proud of taking their kids past an important project within the community.
Has the bidding process changed at all, Ryan, or is it really up to the, say, the community?
It's really up to the community. Some will offer a longer bid timeline. Obviously, public projects need to be circulated through BidNet Direct or whatever service they use. So some of that stuff goes all throughout the state. And so you get a lot of people that are coming into the community like, hey, there's an opportunity. I'm going to go find it. If it's in my wheelhouse, I'm going to bid on it. And so it's really looking at ways that we can help make our members better. Part of that is from the labor perspective, really looking at ways to help our members get more employees so that they can continue to be efficient and turn in competitive bids.
Let's take a project like Jackson Public Schools. I'm pretty sure most of that work, or at least a huge percentage, stayed here local.
Yeah, there was quite a bit that stayed local on some of the projects. We've done several of the schools. The field house is out for bid this week, which is the project that the Click family or Elro Steel donated towards. So that's going to be out for bid, and that bid completes on Friday. So we'll see what happens with that. Parkside, I'm not sure what the local ratio is with that. I think Jeff Beal could probably answer that.
Yeah,
maybe a little bit better, but been a lot of success with local contractors bidding on some of that work.
And you mentioned contractors giving back. Just off the top of my head, the Mercer Group, they're involved in so much around here, and they sponsored the golf league.
Yeah, and that's just one of the many examples.
Yeah.
The Wilby family have been very instrumental in donating and giving back to the community, among many others. Williamson Macnick and many of our other members. I know Ted and I look at different opportunities as well from the commercial perspective to give back to within the community as well.
Take a quick break. We'll come back, talk about scholarships available through the commercial contractors. Ryan Smithson with us from Christoph Sons Floor Covering and the Jackson Commercial Contractors. Ryan, talk about your scholarships that you guys do.
We have three very exciting scholarships this year, all $1,000. We're taking applications through the end of this month. People can go on jcca.biz to pull down the applications for graduating seniors. The three scholarships are named after or named after people who have been instrumental in the community and or in memorial of. And we have three scholarships this year. The first is in honor of Georgia Potosik's retirement. It was a gift that was given to the Jackson Commercial Contractors by the Henry Ford Allegiance Foundation. So that's a $1,000 scholarship that we're going to award for 10 years in honor of her legacy within the community. The second is in memory of Marv Swanson, who was the owner of O'Hara Construction, one of the founding members of this organization as far as a general contractor perspective. And then the third one is in memory of Jamie McKibben. We decided as an organization that Jamie's legacy, his support of the organization with radio advertising and this station's commitment to supporting local businesses was paramount, and Jamie's leadership through that was incredible. And so we're so honored to have a scholarship named after him. So we have three $1,000 scholarships. We're excited to award those this year. We need applicants. So if you know somebody that has a graduating senior that's looking forward to go into the construction trades, that can be college or trade school. Mm-hmm. We'd love to have them apply. It's a great opportunity to get some resources to get into this industry.
So just go to your website? Can you apply right there?
Or? Yeah, you can go to jcca.biz and download the application and submit it to your high school counselor for review.
Well, I know Jamie loved working with you guys.
Yes. And it's awesome to hear, still hear the radio ad that he has for the Commercial Contractors Association, hearing his voice as a lead-in for this show. Just means it's going to be a great day. And so we're excited and proud to have that scholarship named after him this year.
Hey, you got a chance to hear Tim Rogers a few minutes ago. What I would be interested in getting your perspective on this labor issue around here, how tough it is to find help.
Everyone is looking for help. If you don't have a job, you need to first get your resume going and start visiting some of these employers. There's a lot of great jobs within the trades. You can make a great career. It's a stable career. There's a lot of work out there, and support your family. So a lot of great opportunities, even for students that are graduating from high school that maybe want to go into trade school but want a job outside of that. It's a great opportunity for students to even get into the construction trade and learn a new field. So we've got to have people. That's really the bottom line. Whether it be manufacturing, whether it be construction, we've got to have good, qualified people that are ready to work and willing to work to get things built.
And as Tim mentioned, we were even short before the pandemic, and the pandemic has not helped anything.
No, and we've seen, especially in the trades, there's a lot of people that have done very specialty work. I know that, for example, in the flooring industry, when you look at mud setting, ceramic tile, that's an art that's kind of started to go away. And
yeah.
So you look at people that have a craft and have learned that craft, and some of those people are saying, you know, I'm going to retire. I'm at that age where I want to be out of the industry. And so we've got to have a pool of applicants coming in behind them to continue that legacy and to continue that service for our customers, no matter what industry we're in.
Especially construction, there are so many specialized jobs that will be in demand.
Absolutely. I mean, there will always be a need for someone to work on a paving crew. There will always be a need for someone to work on a concrete crew, to pour forms for a house, to pour forms for a building, for bricklayers, block layers. Some of it's very hard and stressful work, but at the same time, it's very rewarding, and it can be a proud legacy for someone within their family who's maybe starting out a family or looking to start a family down the road, to be able to drive by and say, I built that.
Yeah, I'm just thinking putting in floors or even carpeting, there's probably not a long list of people that do that.
There aren't, and there are people that have retired out of the industry. And so we've got to have a way to continue to educate and bring people and our youth of tomorrow into the industry to be able to continue on that legacy and be a service to our customers.
So somebody wants to become a member of the Commercial Contractors, what should they be up to?
We have information on our website, jcca.biz. You can reach out to our membership coordinator, which is Tom Rooney, who also owns the Brass Rail. You can reach out to Tom.
Have a cold one and find out all about it.
Exactly. Our meetings are the second Wednesday of every month from September through May. We'll meet, our final meeting will be in May, which will be this next month at Cascades Manor House. We typically meet on Wednesdays at 5:30, second Wednesday of every month.
Tremendous, for somebody in construction, tremendous networking opportunity.
Oh, for sure. I mean, if you do any type of commercial construction, it is a great opportunity to be able to be in front of a banker. You need an insurance agent. Chances are there's somebody there. We also have members who are part of staffing companies if you need help. So all of those factors and networking, general contractors, if you have a specialty trade that you do, being in front of some of those people and having them learn who you are and to be able to network with some of those people is really paramount to growing your business.
Yeah, I can't let you get out of here without talking about Christoph's. And it's spring, a lot of people doing some remodeling type projects, and you guys can really help them.
Yes. So we have pretty much our one-stop shop with the addition of the cabinet line. We also have some outdoor grass that we're bringing in as well. So we have a couple customers that are looking to build a putting green outside of their home. So you can literally build you a putting green outside in your backyard. So if that's your dream, come in and see us. We can help you with that. Outdoor pavers, kitchen cabinets, window treatments. We have thousands of square feet of product on our floor ready for you to take home. So if you're looking to start a project, a do-it-yourself project, or you're flipping a house, or whatever the gamut of your needs are, we can help with that.
Ryan, thanks for coming on.
All right. Thanks, Greg.
Appreciate it. Ryan Smithson from Christoph & Sons Floor Covering and the Commercial Contractors.